How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Friends, welcome in. It is the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. What a day. What a day. Thank you very much for being here. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. All that fun power sports stuff. You know, like, the guy's kind of like, man, I want to go rip up the trails on a side-by-side. Or perhaps I need a new Yamaha golf cart. All that stuff can be yours. Go-karts, motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes. Fun things for you and the family at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Molly writes, the fuck were you yesterday, Easy? Okay, if there's ever a day that I'm not here, typically I will announce in several spots what is up. I mean, the last thing I would want you to do is worry. I'm not sure if Molly got the message. I sent an audio clip on the free platform. I posted on social media that I am taking the day because the schedule got a little bit clogged yesterday, and I had to do the right thing. I had a hockey morning, one of those matinee games. It's the only one of the year that started at 11 a.m. So I got done doing the radio show and I was off, and I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to be able to get this done because of some reasons I'll tell you about in a second. But just so you know, if there's ever a day like, where is he, peek on over to my socials and there's probably some announcement there. Ms. Molly says, I don't check social like that. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't start. I mean, all you got to do is just a click of a button. You can get pretty much everything going on in my life. You know? Don't be stubborn about it. Good God. Why aren't you on my Facebook? Why aren't you following me on X and an Instagram? You're missing all sorts of puppy pics and fun things I put up there. You're missing out. Okay, Molly might be a person who only gets any type of exposure from this platform, Twitch. She says, I am following you. Well, there you go. Now you know. Glad you're here, though. Nevertheless, I finished up working on Q100 and took off. Get to the arena. I see Chris says it was an arena full of kids. Mr. Pop had to go. Exactly. This game is all field trips from area schools. So the Griffins score, the kids don't care. If you play SpongeBob SquarePants theme song, they lose their minds. This basically is an opportunity. You know how, like, when your dog gets the zoomies and starts running around like a maniac? That's what this was for these kids. They're orbiting. All sorts of sing-along songs. It's almost like a concert for them. So kids were there. It's an incredible high-pitched scream inside of that arena. Nothing to report really that much other than I got to interact with a fan favorite of the Detroit Red Wings, Yuri Fisher, who looks like he could still play. I'm in the parking lot. I'm getting out of the truck. And he pulls the next way. I go, "Mr. Fisher, how are you?" He says, "Mr. Zane, it's good to see you." I said, "How is it that you keep getting younger?" I go, "I'm getting older and everything hurts. You look like you could go play." He just laughs that off. And we walked in hand, not really, into the rink. This is the guy who was, the sky was the limit for this guy, Yuri Fisher. First round draft pick, he's a scout now. He works in the administration of the Red Wings. When he was drafted, this is rare, drafted right on the Red Wings. Typically, hockey players have to be seasoned in the minors for quite some time before they even get an opportunity to play at that level, but not him. Basically, two or three guys have done this. Steve Yzerman, Yuri Fisher, might have been one more along the road. But then he was on the bench, and he had a heart attack in a game. Like, he's just sitting there getting ready to take his shift on defense. Then he has a widowmaker. So they had a on the bench give him CPR, and then they hauled his ass in the back and shocked him back to life. He's never played hockey again, but he's alive. They were able to fix him, and really cool dude. Any line brawls during the game for the kids? No. But there were lots of scrums, if you will. In fact, one of the neighborhood kids who I happened to see after the game, I had a chat with him. And he says, "Hi, Mr. Pop Pop." And I go, "Oh, my God. Hey, buddy. How are you? I saw you at the game, Mr. Pop Pop." I go, that's great. Did you even know that I did that?" "Yeah, I knew that you did that, but it was fun." "Oh, okay. So what did you think of the game?" "It was good." "What did you think of all the pushing and shoving and fighting?" Pause. Kid says, "I wish I could do that." So I'm like, "Well, you can. Get some skates. Get on the ice." "How old are you, 9? "Oh, you're a little old. Most kids got like 5-6 years on you already now." Borculo Josh is here. I forgot what the problem was with Borculo Josh, but something in his digestive system was rebelling against him. So what I remember is he had to have his belly drained. He had like some sack of disease inside of his belly that the docs had to go in and tap him like a maple tree. He writes, "I still have a drain." He writes, "I still have a drain in my belly." So they're tapping out his belly funk. If you worked with us on the radio, we would make you, it would be like a Joe stunt. Borculo Josh belly smoothie challenge. I guess it's called diverticulitis. Now, what I remember from anatomy in college is there's a portion, there's a little tiny pouches on your colon called the diverticuli, essential for absorption and digestion. But occasionally they get something in there and in those little structures, and then it kind of like festers. It's like when you leave cream cheese in the goddamn fridge like 8 months past the expire date. You know? So, and then if it gets bad enough, like Josh here, they got to get that funk out of there. It's a song by Extreme, Get the Funk Out. It's a good song. Borculo Josh says, perfect description, Eric. Yeah, yeah. And so you got to make sure that your bowels are moved appropriately. Kenny encapsulates that by saying, I take daily fiber now. Can't eat lots of things, but I miss popcorn the most. Yeah, you got to avoid like nuts. And because those, when they move around, they like to hide in those little spots there. And then you get that type of disaster. Nuts, seeds, Chris says, right. That sucks getting old, man. I don't even know how Borculo, how old Borculo Josh is. Hang on, I got a message from a family member. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, sorry. I can deal with it later. Yeah, Josh is 46. Oh, yeah, you're fucked. It's not getting any better. I want you to wrap your mind around the fact that there's no going back. I am in the process now of getting on the schedule to begin this whole get a new knee thing. And then when that gets done, I got to get the other one done. Pooh Bear was walking. We had to be somewhere yesterday in a timely fashion. And she's kind of walking in front of me. And I get the old, you're going to have to get a move on. And I said, I cannot. This is it. Top speed. If I'm ever walking the dogs and they happen to get away from me, like pull out, like yank the leash out of my hand, I can't chase them. I can't do anything. I have to hope that somebody, the dog sees someone out in front of their house, and then the dog will run towards them to say hi. And then I have to go, hey, hang on to him for me, please. Can you help me out? Amy says to Josh, who's tapping his belly smeg, today is the youngest you will ever be. Think about that. She says, I'm 49, so it's okay. You know, you're so lucky you can run, Amy. The second you stop running, that's when you get old, okay? And that was taken away from me. And since then, it's all been downhill. Kenny says, Amy, we don't all look 10 to 15 years younger than we actually are, though. That's true. She does not look that age. And that's what I mean by that. Like, I couldn't quite place it, but I mean, I could see her body wanted her to, her body and face and all that wanted her to be old, but she had somehow stopped it. And I was like, no, I want, now what I see is 38, but the sensibility is that of 50-ish. So what's going on here? I don't really know. I'm usually pretty good at predicting age or figuring out a person's age. But with Amy in particular, I was like, I don't know about you. I think you're like close to my age, but you don't. It's fucking me up. Anyway, good for you. Jeremy is here. He has tapped into the resources of this amazing group, you know. He's gone through some rough times, the passing of his dad, who looks like Feach LaManna from The Sopranos. This is what I think of when I think of your dad. see what I mean. If you've never seen The Sopranos, Feach is a great character. He's only in it for like a handful of episodes. Feach and Jimmy, what's this guy's name? Steve Buscemi's character. I'm driving down the street and...
Thanks for lunch.
Stick with me, kid. I have you eating lunch like that every day.
I'm serious about this massage therapy.
Well, you should keep a square job like that for appearances. Look at me with the bakery.
I told my cousin I want to stay a civilian.
Ah, yes.
This is Jeremy's dad starring in The Sopranos.
Boy King, can I trust you if I talk to you frankly about him?
What are you doing?
I gotta make a stop.
Members only jacket. Landscaping, but they're in the wrong neighborhood. Beach's nephew owns this neighborhood for landscaping.
What the fuck you doing?
Excuse me?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm trimming a lawn.
My nephew does the lawns in this neighborhood.
I've been working this neighborhood for 26 years.
Are you fucking deaf? I said my nephew has this area, Gary LaManna.
Well, fuck off, huh? But I'm busy here.
You want me to fuck off? How about I fuck off all over your stupid fucking face? You fucking mutt, huh?
Okay, here's the best part coming up.
You don't like this neighborhood!
Christ, we're on parole. What the fuck you doing?
That's what I pictured when I saw the pic of Jeremy's pops. As soon as I saw this image, I was like, oh my God. Amy says, oh my God, he looks like Meathead. Nah, I don't think so. Anyway, Jeremy's pops passed and he's feeling it with this group. He said, well, without... Okay, hold on. Really eating those feelings this week. It says, actually, it says, without too many spoilers, Kenny won't have much work to do to beat me this week in the fat-a-thon. So he's been eating. That's what he's saying there. All right. I thought there was something else going on that he had said. But anyway, it's quite a time for our pal Jeremy. Hang on, I got to shut the heater off. It's a little too warm in here. I used to have a remote for that damn thing, but I can't find it. Actor's name is Robert Loggia. He's been in a ton of stuff. I think he's since passed on, Robert Loggia. So that means... the opportunity for your dad when he gets up to the pearly gates, Robert Loggia will be like, hey, God damn it, you look just like me. This is so cool. Yesterday was interesting because I got done with the radio show, off to the hockey game, and then I had already committed to not podcasting because I knew that I had bit off more than I could chew. And would not be able to come home and get the things that I wanted done. I was working on a project over at my neighbor's house. And I wanted to get that done. She's having a tough time. And so I wanted to help her out. And this was the neighbor I was telling you about who's just had this fucking horrible scenario unfold in front of her eyes. and with the passing of her beloved husband. And so the whole neighborhood is kind of like gearing up to help out. So you got meal train and people just coming out of the woodwork. And then the idea that the gutters were full. And I was asked, hey, it was just brought up. And I said, hey, well, I can do that. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to put a ladder on the side of the house and climb up there with a bucket and get all the shit out. And then that's the end of it. So I got half of the job done. And it wasn't without an issue, though, because I told you that my ladder was missing. I got this massive extension ladder that I use. And I let my son borrow it. And then he tried to, like, talk me out of it, that it was my fault. So I go, hey, Jim, I need the extension ladder. Oh, okay. And then I go over there to get it, and there's a ladder that's out in front of his house that was left out for me to pick up. But it wasn't my ladder. I go, hey, this is not my ladder. Yeah, it is. I go, no, it is not. And he goes, well, where is it? I go, I know it's not at my house, and I know that you borrowed it. That's all I know. So then I get the, are you sure you didn't take it up north? Yes, I'm sure I didn't take it up north. Then he texts his mother. When did Dad hurt his foot when he was on the ladder cutting the tree with the chainsaw? I think that's when he used it last. I don't have it. And so then I found out that he was poking around to Mom. I go, yeah, I was on a different ladder. I know what ladder I was on when I hurt my foot. It was not the ladder that you have that is not at my house. Oh, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. So I know it's like, he's kind of like trying to convince me that I've lost my ladder somehow. And he goes, well, I only have a couple of people to ask, so I don't know, Dad. I don't know what to tell you. I go, okay. Now, the best part is, what I wanted to do was lash out, but I didn't. I kept my mouth shut for a change. Couple hours later, hey, Dad, I found your ladder. It's at Arvey's dad's house. That's where I was painting. And I go, yeah, I know. That's what I told you. So I go, all right, no problem. We'll get to that. I'm glad we know where it's at. Borrow my neighbor's ladder. My sweet neighbor, this sweet lady, she, I tell her that I'm going to, in order to get, because I go to the back of the house, and the back of the house is enormous, and the ladder won't reach. So I'm like, how the hell can I get up there? So this is probably a 20-foot ladder, probably about 25 feet up. So I go, I'm going to drive my truck in and put the ladder in the bed. And she goes, well, are you sure? Well, it's kind of wet back there. I'm worried you might rip up the grass. I go, it's not going to rip up the grass. Trust me. Now, eventually, because I got it in four-wheel drive, I drove through the yard, and it absolutely ripped up the grass. Not horrible, but it left a mark, and I was like, fuck. So I cornered Mom, and I said, there is a tire track in your backyard. It's going to grow back, though. It's going to be okay. She said, no problem. She was cool. By the way, those gutters were packed. There was 10 bags of leaves and sludge in these gutters. 10 bags all the way around the house. I put the ladder in the bed, lean it up, climb up, get the leaves out, come down, take the ladder down, move the truck to another spot, wash, rinse, repeat. Job is good. I get to one spot on the house, and I can't get my truck in there. It's too I can't do it. I got to come up with a different way to get to this one particular spot on the house. It's about 15 feet of gutter. But then the last bit, the roof isn't so crazily pitched. And I was actually able to be on the roof, get all the shit out, and then boom, that's it. Away we go. So, but I still have a portion that I have to do. So I'm trying to figure out how to make that ladder even taller. So this is what I'm thinking. In the backyard, and you cannot, the spot on the roof that I can't get to, you cannot, I mean, I could get up there, but you'll fall down. David says, get gutter guards, EZ. That will save you a ton of headaches. Well, again, not my house. You know, I can't put them on. It's not, I don't live there. I'm doing my neighbor's gutters. Kenny says, just make sure you're wearing your safety gear, a.k.a. Crocs. I was. Crocs are grippy. The idea that I have to get up there is I have two regular ladders, step ladders. I set one and then set another. Set them up like you would normally. And then take the extension ladder that I have. And put that like a few rungs up, you know? So that extends the ladder. I don't know if this is safe. I'm going to have to look this up and see a way to make your ladders taller. Amy says this does not sound OSHA approved. Not in the slightest. But anyway, she says safety third, pretty much. Zip tie several ladders together. Make sure this is filmed. All right, so far, zero good ideas about how to make this happen. Anyway, that's about all I have for that. Coming home from the game, though. Oh, wait a minute. No. This story isn't quite done. So then I have to get the truck out. Now, my truck is very old. And I know that when you put it in four-wheel drive, it kind of, there's a lot of strange noises and strange things that happen. When this truck is in four-wheel drive, it sounds like the wheels are going to fall off. I go up the hill in between the homes, between the lady's house that I'm at and her neighbor. And I'm worried now because I did see that there was a mark on the grass for my truck that I'm going to like make it look like monster truck night, like a mud bog. But nothing happens. I get up that hill, no problem. And it's small, but steep. And now I'm in between the houses, going to the front of the house, and now I'm going down the neighbor's driveway. All of the mud, I got these big fucking gnarly tires. All the mud in those tires is now on the neighbor's driveway. And not only that, when I'm turning, somehow the four-wheel drive starts fucking puking, and I step on the gas, and it doesn't want to go, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is dying in the neighbor's driveway, and then it all kind of kicks in, and so I'm into the gas a little bit, and it goes, ah! And it kind of like, you know, spins the tire. So now there's mud and shit and you know how like when you, burn rubber, there's like a mark on the asphalt or the cement. The neighbor's got one of these in his driveway now. So I park the car, the truck, and I take a look at the neighbor of this lady's house's driveway. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, I got to clean this shit up right now. So while I'm going to the lady's house to get a broom, sure as shit, the neighbor's garage opens up and they like to back their car in for some reason. So in front of them, out the windshield, is down the driveway. And no doubt looking at what looks like a mud bog now on their driveway. And I'm walking towards what I have to sweep with the broom in my hand. And I'm like, oh, God. They're like wondering what the hell just happened. And hopefully they'll look at me and put two and two together that I'm doing something to help. I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping that they figure it out. Because the last thing I want is them to drive away and then bitch to the neighbor who I'm helping. Hey, it's your old pal EZ for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods, where fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You know, I don't want to put her in any weirdness with all of this. And I'm hoping that these people are cool, whose driveway I've just destroyed. I'm hoping like they're like relaxed and chill so that, and understanding that this is someone trying to help them out. They just had this horrible loss. I got to, you know. So they drive off and then I sweep up the driveway as quick as I can. And, but there's still that spot where I like laid rubber. My God damn it. I hope this doesn't break bad. I'm always concerned about offending somebody in this type of scenario. All right. So that kind of wrapped that up. And you know what? It's a darn good thing that I opted to skip podcasting yesterday. Because, dude, I was driving home from that game. Well, first of all, it was weird because Jackie says to me when I'm at the game ends at 1:30. She reaches out and she says, can you drive to my place and let CeCe out again? I go, yeah, I can. I'll walking out of the rink at 1:30. And thank you, Kenny. I see that. So I drive, you know, 15 minutes north of downtown. Go up to the door. And it's locked. And she says, yeah, I got the number on the keypad for you. She gives me a number. I put it in. And it's trying to open up the deadbolt. But the handle's locked. And I go, the handle's locked. She goes, why is the handle locked? I go, I don't know. It's not my house. She goes, we never locked the handle. I go, oh. Well, when I left the day before, I locked the handle. She goes, what'd you do that for? I go, because I don't want your house open when I leave. She says, well, now you're locked out. I go, okay. And so I basically drove all the way there to let the dog out, and I could not get in the house. So I said to CC, I go, sorry, pee on the floor, like through the door, and then got in my truck and left. So it was basically a wasted trip. As soon as I start driving, I'm overcome by fatigue for some reason. Now, I had gotten like 9 hours of sleep the night before, so I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. But so I'm driving, and I'm like, I'm literally falling asleep. I'm like, and I'm getting to a light, and I'm actually intentionally closing my eyes and trying to get some sleep. So there was a possibility that I could have fallen asleep at a light and then people honking at me while I'm sleeping in the car. It was so bad. I get home. All I want to do is crash. Dogs have got to go outside. Take them for a walk. Pooh Bear meets me halfway on the walk. I'm pissed off. I'm grumpy as shit. Barking at everybody. Get in the house and immediately to bed. And seriously, if I had committed to doing this podcast, I would have basically have turned the camera on and just started swearing at everybody and being a horrible human being. And because the cranky level that I get when I'm tired is so bad. I'm pretty impressed in my awesome ability to know that this would be a problem and to sidestep it, because I'm pretty sure I would have been in such a horrible mood. I probably would have lost all of my audience members after just one show doing that. Kenny writes, ladder clarification question, email just sent, attached image, LOL. Curious about the plan to reach the higher part of the house issue using multiple ladders. When you say curious about the plan to reach the higher part of the house issue using multiple ladders, do you mean to write, I am curious about your plan? Because I'm not sure what you're asking me, or if you're even asking me anything at all. You need to write in questions. You can't start the question with curious about. You need to write, I am curious. Let's see what Ding Dong wrote. Aha. Nick says, EZ, you have to read his messages in Kenny voice. Hey, mate, curious about the plan to reach a high part of the house issue using multiple ladders. He says, I sketched something out real quick on my phone and sent it along. That is an excellent idea, I think. Two ladders, piece of wood in between them, extension ladder on top of the wood. It's possible. I was thinking of either that or perhaps eliminating the piece of the wood in the middle, moving the ladders closer together, and then the legs of the extension ladder go into each equivalent rung, a rung in the equivalent rung of the other ladder. So, like that. Cole says, rent a taller ladder from Home Depot. No, I don't want to do that. Stevie says, please have someone record this when it happens. Well, now we're all invested. So I think it goes without saying that that is going to happen. There will be a recording made. Chris says, you're rich. Go rent a pettibone. I don't know what a pettibone is. Cole says the same thing. If you set your ladders up like you're talking easy, make sure it's being filmed. Bob says, and all of what I'm thinking has to be in the bed of the truck. Becky says it's going to be muppety floppity. I think it's going to be worse than that. I think there's potential for death. Death. Yeah, man. My back. Ow! Yeah, this would be the equivalent of falling nearly three stories. That's how tall the back of this fucking house is. All right. Easy will be Christopher Reeve after this. Thank you, Kenny, though. But yes, that is what I was thinking. Something like that. There was something Nick wrote that I'm trying to find. He wrote, listening to the show, something to listen to while I'm away. The conflict between you guys on the show was so damn funny. You and Joe were arguing about you calling 911. Referring to the show that I posted when I wasn't here yesterday, which was from April 2nd, 2010. Thank you. This was the moment when I was worried Diana was dead. I do remember that. I called, and the phone, her cell phone, and it didn't pick up, or it didn't. And then I called the home phone, and she also didn't pick up. So I was concerned. I got into my own head that there was trouble in the house, and that there was a carbon monoxide leak. There was not. She was merely getting the kids up for school. And she was busy. In this segment, I called 911 when I was on my way there and told them to get the rescue crews because there's a carbon monoxide leak. Then I finally got a hold of Pooh Bear. So then I called 911 back, and I canceled. But it was too late, because while Pooh Bear is on the phone with me, they're at the door of the house, 911, like the sheriff's deputies. Cole says, you've had multiple on-air 911 arguments. Was Joe disputing what time you called? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That's kind of my thing. 911 is important. It's there for us. We need to take advantage of it. When there's trouble, you call 911. I mean, that's what I was always taught. Who wasn't taught that? I'll call 911 for anything. Now, I didn't hear the segment Nick is referring to. Nick says, would you guys plan the conflict ahead of time, or was that always organic? Always organic. That's, you know, he might have said, I can't believe you did that. You're a goddamn psychopath. And then that would lead to those moments, those fights, those were once I recognized that I was being challenged, I'm sure there was some showbiz involved in that, but actually starting the whole thing, getting the ball rolling on the conflict, it's never like, hey, Joe, make fun of me. That may have happened a few times, or hey, it's okay, I want you to beat me up over this. That would happen, but once I would get invested in the story and like there's no fucking way I'm going to back down on this. Kenny's writing lyrics to songs. That's cute. I received a text message today. At 8:11 a.m. Chris K. writes, our pal Kelly Cheese on Freeburn Hot Wings around the room at 8:08 in the morning. She addresses her crispy R's. She owns it. Crispy R's came to light in the Who Are These Free Beers universe. First thing I ever heard of it was when Hurricane Ashley said, because we had talked about Kelly's R's. There's something strange about them. And we couldn't quite place it. And then Hurricane Ashley sent me a link to some influencer describing what a crispy R is. And I don't have an example right in front of me. That's unfortunate. But when Kelly says her R's, graham cracker is a good example. Like if she were to say, if you say you wanted a graham cracker, you wouldn't say, hey, I'd like a graham cracker. You'd say, oh, I would love a graham cracker. And her R, that's a crispy R. New York, Oregon, come here. Crack, crisp, cringe, crunchy. That is a crispy R. It is a mental disability, is what this is. It's also a speech impediment. It's the same thing. I guess today it finally came to light, proving once again that she is listening to this show. And I'm glad she is, because I want her to know how much we support her. So I applaud her for going down the road of addressing her disability. You know, I mean, I think that you can save yourself a lot of anguish if you announce, you know, kind of like deal with the elephant in the room, and this time crispy R's. I wrote, get the fuck out of here. Chris then says, she even says crispy R's. They are listening for sure, LOL. They're still talking about it. So they had a big breakdown about crispy R's. Graham cracker. So I don't know if Ben is listening right now. We need to have an emergency discussion about this. In fact, crispy R's are featured in the intro for Who Are These Free Beers? That's a solid way to give you an example of how it sounds in her world, like actually out of her mouth.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
Yeah, but you're a morning zoo.
I'll be happy to listen back to it later. We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
There's no parking now.
Hey, look, that's why I make...
Yeah, why is my zone not going?
But I'll go for a Nutter Butter because it's so crunchy and creamy.
Why can't you just say ours normally?
Come on.
Who are these three beers?
All right, there you go. This will be being discussed on today's Who Are These Free Beers, episode number 34. See if we can't get Ben in here to discuss this this new revelation. Chris says she referred to them as crispy or creamy R's. I don't like...
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
I don't like creamy R's. And I'm anxious to hear her lifting the clip of her saying crispy R's. If she actually says crispy or creamy R's, God, we got to add that to the intro. This is the YouTube.
I call them crispy R's.
This is the video that Hurricane Ashley shared with me.
I call them crispy R's. Once I was like, oh yeah, can I have a graham cracker?
Okay, I know exactly what they're talking about. And here are some celebrities with crispy R's. R's that sound like that. Okay, number one, Kourtney Kardashian has crispy R's. Max Greenfield, a.k.a. Schmidt from New Girl. We have crime. Crime that warrants statistics. If you watch Succession, the woman who plays Carolina, her name is Doug Mara. I cannot pronounce her last name. But she has very sort of crispy R's and is very elegant. And I really noticed her crispy R's watching Succession this season. And finally, Ellen DeGeneres has very crispy R's.
Okay, none of these that she's done an impression of are nearly even half as crispy as Kelly's.
She kind of famously has crispy R's. I think she's probably the most famous person with crispy R's other than Kourtney Kardashian. So,
okay, well, move over all of you. The most famous person, well, maybe not the most famous person, but the most crispy is Kelly doing crispy R's. Creamy graham cracker. Linda says, can you cover this discussion tonight? Oh, big time. We're going to have the audio. This is going to be a large chunk of the show. Kelly addressing her disability. I am so pleased that she's doing this. Now, occasionally a person will do it, and then they won't try to fix the disability. Like Freebeer, for example. He cannot say usually. He says usually because he's retarded. And I find that to be horrible. When a person just says, well, I can't do it, I'm not going to try. Well, bullshit. You're just choosing to sound like you're retarded. That's what you're doing. And I kind of like that she also is embracing that. I don't ever want it to stop because I like to marvel at how horrible it sounds. And despite the atrocious sound of a graham cracker and crispy R's and creamy, crispy graham crackers, it is merely something that, in my opinion, doesn't really affect her content. She's a goddamn legend. All right, she's the only thing worth listening to on that show. So, despite the disability, I love it. I don't ever want it to stop. Linda says, "I'm trying to do a crispy R." right now, and I can't. No. Rich says she probably has a burner account subscription to your Patreon. I don't know. She can have it free. All she has to do is ask. Her money is no good here. She's a fucking legend. Bob says she also yelled, "Oh my God, do I sound like that?" She may not know this. Nick says, "For the record, I met Kelly once, and she was so sweet to my daughter. Talked to her and engaged her for 10 minutes. Now that I believe. That I absolutely believe. I imagine your daughter might have said, "Dad, why does she talk like that?" After. But whatever. That's just part of it. Maureen, not a fan. She writes, "Did Kelly also talk about her whole bag activities from the weekend and how many guys did she bang?" Okay. Kenny says, "Damn, Maureen." And then Maureen says, "Well, she said she was going to whore around." She actually did say that, Kenny. She refers to herself as a slut. And I wish she wouldn't do that. But she did talk about herself that way. And this week, she also talked about being a third in a relationship. Like if a husband and wife came up to her, would she be a third? And she said she would. She would do that. So she's living this ultra-sexual life right now. She went from being married to my pal Ross, and now that didn't work out, and now here she is, and she's talking about herself in these kind of lights that you wouldn't really discuss in public. So I don't know, maybe this is a cry for help. Actually referring to herself as a slut seems a little harsh. I mean, it's a little too much. I think you said too much there. Acknowledging Crispy R's is also... Now, whether or not she's getting the Crispy R talk from this show, I mean, I don't know. I have no clue. I would like to think that she is able to recognize that this is a welcome, safe space for her. Okay, we love her on this show, and we want nothing more than her success and happiness. And she can be on our show anytime she wants. If there is inevitably, which is probably going to happen, some cuts to that show as time passes, it's a little too bloated right now. If she is on the outside looking in, I can find a spot for her here. You know, maybe like an editor. Or another position that doesn't have like a microphone. That would be terrific. Cole, I'm not sure what this means. He says, it's almost like you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I guess Tupac was right. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Chris says, I am here for Kelly and the Crispies. We can refer to ourselves, instead of Swifties, we would be Crispies. So I think it's very important that you reach out to Kelly and tell her that this show is Crispy R safe space. So she can say cram cracker and creamy and crispy all day here. Linda says she would need a mic to bring her legion of fans with her so you can make money. So you're suggesting that I actually give her a role on this show. You know, I trust a lot of the judgment of you guys, and I think that that's worth looking at if you think so. We could call it the Crispy Mic. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just glad. You know, it's kind of like when you acknowledge to the world that you have cancer or ALS or, you know, AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, I have AIDS. Like Magic Johnson came out and he says, I have HIV. I'm HIV positive, or I'm beginning a fight against cancer, or I got ALS. You know, today's is the greatest day of my life. I can't really do the Lou Gehrig speech without the echo, but you know what I mean. Her acknowledging her disability, I think, is a good way to get it out in the open. And then it's not such a big deal and a shock to people's system when they hear her say Graham Cracker. Yes, people would pay for Kelly on the show, EZ, if she gave the dirt on her time with Free Beer and Hot Wings. Bob says we could call it Kelly's Crispy Corner. Yes. All right. So we will be breaking this down at length. Her words on her crispy R's. Bob says Kelly's Crispy Corner, and Kelly says KKK. Yeah, there you go. Okay. For the folks who are watching this show on Facebook and YouTube, thank you so much, but I'm kicking you out. You must go to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live if you want the rest of it. You can also download the Twitch app and watch from there. Just search Eric Zane Live, and you will find out where I am. This audio is also made available on your favorite podcasting platform. Just search Eric Zane Show Podcast, and there I am. There's a series of sponsors that make this show possible. Please engage them. They're scrolling on the screen, or you'll hear me talk about them from time to time. The email is sponsored by Shoreliner Striping. You can reach out, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I rarely get email. It's a combination of not enough people give a shit and not enough people utilize email. But occasionally I'll get a good one. eric@ericzaneshow.com. And Patreon, that's where you can sign up for 7 days free. patreon.com/ericzane. Tonight, it's a Big Fraud Thursday. Ben Glaze and myself start out the show with Who Are These Free Beers, where we will get into all of this little kerfluffle. And then we will continue on after that at about 7 p.m. Eastern with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.